The graduate and undergraduate student governments at USC released a campus climate resolution this week. The 6-page document calls for policy reforms to better address bias and discrimination on campus. Producer Martha Daniel spoke with USG President Reenie Sampath about the call to action she helped author.
Back in September, Reenie Sampath was the target of a racial slur yelled from the window of a fraternity house. One viral Facebook post and several community meetings later, she's pushing forward a resolution that calls for sweeping policy change at the university. Sampath is careful to explain that what happened to her isn't the reason this resolution is happening now. Student activists have been calling for change for years now. But Sampath says the problem is stonewalling by the university administration.
Students have been asking for an expanded resource center. Students have been asking for more faculty members of color. And here in this resolution, you find all of this consolidated, some of it more innovative. For example, the vice president of diversity and equity that we're asking for. But all of the members who've come together are people who've been working on it for years. Advocacy at USC can tend to be circular. It's like a never-ending loop because sometimes I ask myself, how do you change an institution that's not meant to be changed? And last year, on this exact date, we presented a resolution on a Black House based on this exact advocacy model. And it's been a year and we've received no feedback and response. Our university isn't responding to these things and they've got to do it now because there's a clear window of opportunity with some recent events that have happened on our campus and the press coverage that we've gotten from it. So if all eyes are on USC, USC's got to act. And we recognize sometimes it's that kind of pressure that it takes for our university to respond, which is unfortunate.
Sampath says student activism isn't exactly welcomed on campus and that meaningful change will require persistence.
There are moments where I have heard things like, oh, they're willing to wait these student leaders out. The student body president, oh, she's challenging the system or the student government's challenging them. When are they graduating? May 2016? All right, let's wait for that day. So as students, I think we also have to think about how do we sustain this type of activism? How do we select the next leadership, the next group of students who take these on? Because all it really does take is that 1 year of a lack of access to administrators, a lack of access to the provost or president or student leadership saying this isn't an issue for it to get swept under the rug.
The resolution cites incidents of discrimination at campuses across the country, UCLA, Brown, Berkeley, and Mizzou.
We have a problem when it comes to discrimination and bias at all of these institutions. And a lot of it is because of the culture, but it's also because of the systems and the structures we have in place. Some universities, like USC, don't have resources devoted to addressing these things proactively.
Sampath announced the resolution on Facebook, where this wave of student activism began. She believes in the power of social media to fuel and sustain student movements.
There are some people who said, well, what's the point? Why make a Facebook status? It's not going to really go anywhere. It's not going to change anything. But I think that's the kind of mentality that leaves things at a standstill. And through my most recent Facebook post, I wanted to convey to students that, yes, there is a power in our community. There is a certain kind of duty that we have as students to be able to speak out with our pens, with our voices, through radio, through whatever it might be. We have the power to change the world. And I think that we get dismissed as a millennial generation that only likes and tweets, but in reality, that's how we spread information.
Some students are dismissing the ambitious demands made in the resolution, but Sampath says that finances at a university like USC shouldn't be prohibitive.
Some students have said that it's way too big of a request, but then I always end up asking, we're building a $650 million university village and we have a $6 billion endowment campaign. There is a disconnect in student priorities and administrative priorities. So I'd like to see transparency, connectivity with the students, greater involvement from the administration in what the students want and what they want to see, because the students are voicing them. The university exists to serve the student community. If they've articulated these things, they need to be met.
Arguably the biggest request is for the installment of a vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Sampath says the university touts diversity without protecting minority students.
Is diversity actually on the mind of our other administrators? I don't know. Is it, or is it just a marketing tool? We say that we have the most diverse campus one of the most diverse campuses in America, one of the largest international student populations. But if those populations are segregated from our campus, do we really have a diverse climate? I don't think that's the case. So if we were able to devote resources to a vice president, this individual would be tasked with the responsibility of seeing these demands through, of ensuring our campus climate is good, and taking proactive measures. Because right now, USC is reactive, and it's not working for us.
Yesterday, the Faculty Academic Senate voted unanimously to approve its own diversity resolution that echoes the student demands. Student government is voting on its resolution next week. If passed, it will be delivered to the offices of the president and the provost. Martha Daniel, Annenberg Radio News.